Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Welcome back, yakkers. I hope you had a wonderful weekend.
We did indeed, I think. I hope everyone else did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone else did.
Well, how do you know? You a fortune teller
yes,
now?
Yes, I am. I'm pretty confident about it. It's a wonderful weekend.
Not for all.
Yeah. So we're back, and we have a special guest with us today. One of our daughters has decided to join us. Say hi, Carrie.
Hi.
There we go.
Or we coaxed her a little.
Yeah, maybe.
Can't tell.
I don't know.
Alrighty, let's go.
All right, first story. NASA scientists on Monday announced the planet Mars appears to have flowing rivulets of water, at least in the summer. The evidence is what seems to be dark streaks that's on steep slopes that lighten during cooler seasons and darken in the warmer seasons. It's kind of like sand and water.
Right. It gets darker when it's wet.
Yes.
No, I think this is cool. It also doesn't actually surprise me.
No, we've known there's water on Mars for a long time, but we always thought it was frozen underground or at the poles.
Well, that is true, yeah.
But there is evidence that there has been flowing water on there before.
Right, and I think the more we explore, the more we'll find as well.
Right. NASA has said that this may be due to hydrated salts, which would mean a briny water mix, and maybe a prospective location for Martian life.
Right. I think that's great. I mean, any life at all would be pretty damn cool.
Yeah, I mean, such a big universe, it'd be such a shame to waste it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It's just in the numbers.
Yeah, I've heard about this all over the social media.
Yeah, going on your, talking with your friends and stuff,
on
too.
On the book of faces and stuff.
Yeah, on the Facebooks, on the iFunnies.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah, I think it would be pretty cool to, if we do come across the fact that, you know, they find some form of life whatsoever, just a whole new thing to explore and learn.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, it's a possibility, because this briny mix is maybe very similar to what we had on primordial Earth.
Right, exactly. I mean, it makes sense.
And we have this on Earth now, or something similar, not quite this briny.
Right.
You know, the Great Salt Lake in Utah, right?
Right, exactly, which we've been to, and it's pretty cool. You guys, Carrie, you went to it also. I just don't know if you remember it. You were pretty little.
We camped there.
Was pretty cool.
We camped there overnight.
Well, we also live real close to it, so we went to it often.
Yeah.
And when you drive by it, it stinks.
It stinks. Is it brine or mixture? I mean,
there's just those brine shrimp in it. That's the only thing that survives.
Right. So it's very possible there could be some microbial life that could survive in this briny mix.
Right. That's what
I'm
thinking.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that would just really open up, you know, so much things to learn and discover and explore. I mean,
knowledge. Can be learned from it.
Yeah, I mean, it could open up so many windows and opportunities. And, you know, if you think about it, I totally just lost my train of thought right in the middle of talking. What the hell was I saying?
I don't know, but we'll move on.
No, wait,
no.
I was going to say something.
I was going to say, well, you know, we'll learn if there's possibly more of, like, aliens.
Oh, thank you. As a matter of fact, that's what I was just going to say. You know, we're not going to find these green Martians with big heads walking around and, you know, everything. We're going to find the tiny little microbes that we're going to learn to study that are life.
Right.
Life on Mars, you know?
Most scientists don't anticipate finding intelligent life.
Right. I mean, you know, it's... Everybody thinks, oh, you know, take me to your planet kind of a thing going to happen. It's just reality-wise, it's just not going to work like that.
But
anyways, that's cool.
The Vatican had to weigh in on this as well.
Seriously?
Seriously, yeah.
Seriously?
The Vatican. So, Brother Guy Consolmagno,
that wasn't even close.
I don't care. The director of the Vatican Observatory. See, his name threw off my entire flow. The director of the Vatican Observatory, who called the discovery exciting and could show us, the world, the nature of God.
By discovering this.
Yeah, by discovering this.
Okay.
And this is to quote him. If God chose to make a universe where we are the only creatures, that is interesting. That tells us something about God and us. If God creates a universe where life is everywhere, that gives us a different picture of God. But either way, we learn more about who the Creator is.
So no matter which direction you take, that's evidence for God.
Isn't everything?
Done. Over. Out.
Yeah. Why? See, that's just the thing. They've said for centuries, stop looking for things because God did everything.
Right, we're done.
And when we find things, oh, God did that.
Well, you know, I really find that interesting that you mentioned that because that really is the truth. Either, you know, we're done, we're out. The answer is God. We're done. We don't have to do anything else. But yet when, you know, science does discover something, it's like, oh, yeah, God did that too. We just weren't going to tell you till you figured it out on your own, yeah. You know, something like that.
Yeah, God is receding to the ever smaller gaps.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. They even have to take this to the God zone, you know?
Right. I mean, we finally do something and find something really amazing on another planet.
Yes.
And they say, well, God did it.
Yeah,
God did it. It's so frustrating.
So, you know how it says, where we are the only creatures, that is interesting. That sounds so self-absorbed.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even she gets it.
It really, really does.
Right. Well, here's the thing. For centuries, they have been saying we're the only creatures in the universe. Right? That the only place life has ever been is Earth. They can't have anything else because they don't have an example anywhere else. Right?
Right.
And for centuries, that's what they've been saying. So, yeah, it is completely self-absorbed. The idea that this entire universe was created, if it was created by their God, and he created it specifically for humans to enjoy.
That's extremely self-absorbed.
Yep.
But, you know, and it's funny. I think just the other day I had stopped for, I don't know what I was doing, but it started to contemplate on me again that, do you realize what the tiniest of speck in this universe that we actually... I know, I was watching Interstellar. That's what it was.
Interstellar, yeah.
And I started thinking about something. I'm like, it takes you 2 years to get to Saturn, and then all this other, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, do you realize how incredibly it's not even microscopic. It's just... we are so tiny, just floating. We're like... we don't matter whatsoever. I mean, if you think about the vastness. People actually can't really wrap their head about the reality of the size, you know?
Yeah, that's actually truly amazing and absolutely humbling for what we are.
Well, and exactly, which is why, you know, when, you know, people think that we're the only ones, it's really selfish.
Yeah,
it really is. And it's sad, actually.
Well, talking about the Catholic Church and sad.
Okay.
We'll move on to our next story.
All righty.
So Catholic churches don't just have astronomy, right? They own hospitals, too.
Oh, yes, they do.
So, Jessica Mann, who has a dangerous tumor in her brain, is due to have her third baby next month. And she decided that while she was under anesthesia during the birth, she's having a C-section because of her brain tumor. She won't be able to do natural birth.
Yeah, she wouldn't be able to push or anything like that because that would be very dangerous.
Right.
Yep.
So they decided, her and her doctor decided they would do tubal ligation while they're in there. Safer. She's already under. She's open. Let's do it
right,
then.
It
right.
It makes sense.
Yep.
And it would be too dangerous for her to ever have another child again anyways. Well, right.
And it's too dangerous for her to have another surgery.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the hospital she went to is a Catholic hospital. And guess what they don't do?
That was a bad choice.
Well, we'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
They don't do tubal ligations in that hospital. Because guess why?
Go.
It's against their religious belief.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah, I have a huge problem with that. I'm sorry. If you are a hospital, you are to perform procedures. That's what you are required to do. I don't think you should be allowed to put your personal beliefs in on the patients who go there.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Especially life-threatening procedures, and you're saying no to. I mean, that's just crazy.
I agree. I mean, if a Jehovah's Witness owned a hospital, which isn't completely out of question, it's possible, right? Would they be able to refuse
blood transfusions?
Right.
Right.
No, they wouldn't. Because
but this is the same exact thing. It's the same
concept, right?
Yes.
Because now we're threatening the life of a woman because she's going to have to undergo another surgery.
Right. Which, I mean, I did not have anything life-threatening in that aspect, and yet I also had you know, that procedure done, which was done during a C-section because it was the safest way to do it.
Right.
Anytime anyone goes under anesthesia, it's very dangerous.
Right.
And to let alone have the complications of something like a brain tumor, I mean, it's crazy not to. And I'm sorry, I think that you should, as a hospital, have to perform all procedures, regardless of what your personal beliefs are. You keep that to yourself.
Right.
You don't do that to patients who, by the way, are paying for this.
Right. Well, at least their insurance paying for it.
But well, it's still their responsibility, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the other part is, like Carrie had just said, you know, bad choice, Catholic hospital. But what you don't tend to understand is there's a lot of areas, there's one hospital to choose from, and that's it.
Right.
Because
that's
Catholic
true.
Catholic hospitals own about 17% of all the hospitals in the United States.
Well, I
that's
know
huge.
Even around here, they're starting to buy them all up like crazy.
And they don't have to disclose what they don't do.
Which is wrong. That's right. Like false advertisement.
Last week, American Atheist, I think it was American Atheist, is attempting to get a bill into legislation that would require them to give a list of things they don't do to prospective patients.
I find that great, and it should be clear cut up front and in their face to know what procedures happen and what don't happen. But again, I follow to those smaller towns where you have one choice
right.
of hospital, which is why you need to go a step past the, you know, keeping it clear of what to goes on, you know, what can and can't happen, and take away that entirely and say that you cannot choose what procedures happen and don't happen. It's a hospital. You're required to perform surgeries, procedures, what have you. End of story.
Right. I mean, it's a hospital.
If you live in smaller towns where it's the only one, that's it. That's your choice.
Right.
You can't deny someone something
like
that.
If you live in a small town with one pharmacy, that pharmacist must provide birth control, whether he likes it or not.
Exactly. It's the same exact
it's the
concept,
same thing.
Which is why it needs to go a step higher, and they should not be able to. And it's kind of discriminate. I mean, okay, it's really discriminating that they're able to do that. I mean, they're allowed. That's. To me, I don't see that as any different as denying a gay couple their cake or something.
Right.
To me, it's the same concept.
They're using the exact same rules.
Except more deadly.
They're using that exact same law, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act stuff.
Right.
They're saying this is our religious freedom. We shouldn't have to do this stuff.
Which we've proven they're not allowed to do.
Right.
And the same aspect, especially for something like life, you know, saving someone's life. It should be more so, you know?
Right. Well, that's the problem when you have bureaucrats running hospitals instead of doctors.
Yeah, and what's up with churches getting into the hospital business?
They're the ones with the money.
Yeah, and there's a problem in itself.
Right.
The church is the ones with the money. Hello?
Yeah, but I think we're going to move on to our next one. This one is not as sad. This is actually kind of funny.
Okay.
Blount County Commissioner Karen Miller filed a resolution which is set to be heard in Blount County Agenda Committee on Tuesday, which would be tomorrow by the time this airs.
Right.
Okay, so I'm just going to read this for you because it's so much fun.
It looks lengthy.
It's not bad.
It is big font.
Yeah. With a firm reliance upon the providence of Almighty God, we, Blount County Legislature, call upon the officers of the state of Tennessee, the governor, the attorney general, and the members of Tennessee Legislature to join us.
Capital letters.
Capital letters us. And utilize all authority within their power to protect natural marriage from lawless court opinions and the financial schemes of the enemies of righteousness wherever the source, and defend the moral standards of Tennessee.
Okay, stop there. Stop right there. Okay, first of all, why is it that they think between a man and a woman is considered, air quotes, natural marriage?
Right.
Do they not understand any marriage is natural?
Okay.
I mean, technically, you can take it a step farther. Anything on this planet is considered natural.
Yeah,
but that's another thing.
Let's look at the first line. Almighty God.
Well, duh.
So now we've got a legislative branch that is bringing in God, specifically the Christian God.
Right.
We're not even talking a deistic God.
Right, exactly.
But
well, that's selfish.
It's selfish, yes. And it's technically unconstitutional.
Well, that's kind of where I was going with that.
Yeah.
But I'm not done with this resolution yet.
Of course not.
It gets better. We adopt this resolution before God that he pass us by in his coming wrath and not destroy our county. It's better. Don't worry. I'll continue on. As he did Sodom and Gomorrah and the neighboring cities. Okay, Sodom and Gomorrah.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Fire and brimstone's coming to destroy their county.
Because they passed gay marriage.
Yes.
It will destroy us all.
We're not done. As the Passover lamb was the means of salvation to the ancient children of Israel, so we stand upon the safety of the Lamb of God to save us. And when we talk Lamb of God, we know exactly who they're talking about.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Of course.
We adopt this resolution begging his favor in light of the fact that we have been forced to comply and recognize that the state of Tennessee, like so many other God-fearing states, may have fallen prey to a lawless judiciary in legalizing what God and the Bible expressly forbids.
That's a lot to read.
Wow.
Go again.
No, that's the...
So, it kind of feels like I'm in a church sermon.
I felt like I was preaching.
Yeah, you're not going to do good at that because you run out of oxygen too soon. But yeah, I mean, okay, this is government we're talking about, right? And I swear it was like listening to a church sermon.
Well, like I said, it felt like I was preaching to you.
Yeah, I was starting to fall asleep.
Yeah. One Blount County resident told Daily Times, which is a story I got this from.
Okay.
I find the wording of the resolution to be very sad, a very sad form of intolerance from our government. Government should be doing things to make lives better for all its citizens instead of wasting time and money to show hate and tolerance and trying to remove equal rights for their constituents.
Hear, hear.
Yes, I agree.
Yes. I'm right there with him. I'm sorry. Government, secular, separation, church and state.
They don't get it.
I don't understand. This is not hard. This is not rocket science. And it's the same thing how I get so ticked off when I hear, you know, this country was founded on a Christian nation, blah, blah. You know,
I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, really? You need to go back and study your history some more. Give me a break. But yeah, I mean, it's simple. It's government, separation, church and state. The two shall not mix.
Exactly.
End of story.
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
That's right, Yikers. It's time for the Mr. Potter Award.
Excellent.
So this week we head back to the middle of the country.
Alrighty.
And we are looking at the Indiana House Majority Leader, Judd McMillan, who until last Tuesday was in line to be the next Speaker of the Indiana House.
Indiana. Speak.
Indiana.
Got it.
It was until he resigned.
Okay, why?
That's when a video of his sexual encounter with a woman who wasn't his wife was sent to all his contacts after he claims his phone was out of control for about 24 hours after being, quote, stolen in Canada.
How does it get stolen in Canada?
Well, Canadians are horrible people.
They're evil.
Yeah, they must steal phones all the time and then send your sex videos out to all your contacts and then give you your phone back.
Yeah, that's why Canada is quiet and doesn't get involved. They're sneaking in and stealing our phones.
Obviously. That's how I lost my phone the other day. Obviously.
Secular yakking does not...
No, she had a Canadian pirate take her phone yesterday.
Yes.
Secular yakking does not actually hate Canadians.
No, we do not. We love them.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm going to quote from him. My phone was stolen in Canada and out of my control for about 24 hours. I've just been able to reactivate it under my control. Please disregard any messages you received recently. I am truly sorry for anything offensive that you may have received.
So these were videos?
Oh, yeah.
That's very offensive. I don't want to watch that.
Oh, I don't. Oddly enough, you can't find them.
Okay.
They've been removed. I'm sure someone has one, but I'm not going to look for it.
No, thank you. Yeah. I can pass on that one.
It is possible that this happened, and if true, that person could be convicted of releasing a video without consent if they lived in a state that had laws against revenge porn. So revenge porn is where you release a sex video you made with your girlfriend, but when you broke up, you got pissed off, and you release this video.
Yeah, like with teens, and they break up, and then one of them, usually the boyfriend, sends out pictures that he was supposed to be for him, or you know, something like that.
Right, but you know, 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds do it, right?
Yeah, not kids.
However, thanks to the committee that McMillan sits on, the bill proposed for just this summer that would make this sort of action a Class B misdemeanor in Indiana did not make it through committee.
Of course not.
So he has no legal recourse against whoever released his video.
Oh.
So shot himself in the foot on that one.
Yeah, I believe so.
Now, this is not his first time resigning from a position.
Well, I was going to say, he needs to be Potter worthy.
Oh, yeah. So, And it's not his first time over some explicit content.
So he has a history.
Yes. Oh. Yes. In 2005, he stepped down from his role as assistant prosecutor after pursuing a relationship with Crystal Stapleton, a domestic violence victim whose boyfriend he had been prosecuting.
So the guy doesn't learn.
Gets better. McMillan began to text message. This is from Ms. Stapleton's testimony.
Right.
McMillan began to text message me on my phone and send me photographs of himself, which he took with his cell phone and sent to my cell phone. The photographs he sent to me were sexual in nature, as were my photographs. So he was sexting in 2005.
Well, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
To someone he's working with on a case that he's prosecuting.
The guy's a genius.
Yeah, he's good.
Why would you do that?
Because he's a genius.
Yeah, he's... he's got an issue. He should have been on our issues episode.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean...
Is he even Potter worthy?
Yeah, he is definitely Potter worthy because we're far from done on this guy.
I was going to say, he needs to
We don't normally do just sexual indiscretion because that's part of the regular show stuff.
That's just stupidity.
Okay, that's just stupidity.
You know, Potter worthy, you got to be pretty ignorant. Oh, no, excuse me, not ignorant. Arrogant. That's the word I want.
So we're going to talk about ignorant arrogance here in just a second.
Go for it.
But he doesn't just have sexual indiscretion to worry about.
Alrighty.
In 2013, he was caught attempting to award a $600,000 grant to a business he used to own and is now run by his mother and family friends.
That's just funny.
Oh, I'm not done. He also voted to send $500,000 to a tractor company that his father's law firm represents. He resigned from that committee.
He resigns quite a bit, doesn't he?
Yeah.
That would make him the quitter.
The quitter. The Potter Quitter Award?
Yeah.
I don't have that yet.
No.
And we're still not done.
All right.
So, according to the Indy Star, which has done some pretty... He has done some pretty egregious things in the past few years.
Still?
Still. Yeah, I said we're not done.
He doesn't learn at all.
No. He tried to drug test welfare recipients and keep them from buying junk food in 2014.
What?
Yeah.
Can he even do that?
He proposed a measure. Yes.
Really?
Yes. We can explain that too. He proposed a measure that would require all Indiana welfare recipients to be screened for drug addiction and would have put nutritional requirements on food stamps to keep recipients from buying junk food.
Oh, is this that guy? He was a jerk.
No, this is a different guy.
Oh, it's another jerk.
So that guy you're thinking about's in Florida.
They're
Walker,
all doing
Scott.
The same jerky things.
Yeah, the Republicans tend to do that.
I can think of another word, but I won't.
Yeah, we are a non-explicit show.
Yes.
I don't want to hit that E tag.
That's why I like the beep, beep, beep instead of saying the actual thing.
So.
Just beep myself.
Yeah.
So.
He wants to drug test welfare recipients. His excuse was that he could find them and get them onto treatment.
Oh, yeah, that's
but
it.
Part of the wording said that they wouldn't get benefits unless they were in the treatment.
Well, that to me just sounds like the witch on Hansel and Gretel bringing in the children. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Okay, we're not done.
Okay.
Of course not.
I told you he was a good one. He tried to strip funding from law enforcement agencies that arrested or cited his clients while he was a defense attorney. So he was a defense attorney defending clients from the Department of Natural Resources. Is it DNR? Yeah, DNR. Department of Natural Resources, which had cited some of his clients for illegal poaching and things like that, right?
Okay.
So the bill would have stripped some of the law enforcement authority from the Department of Natural Resources conservation officers, and it would have transferred $6 million from their budget to recreation areas in McMillan's district.
And that's the Mr. Potter right there. Yeah. Right there is where I see the Potter.
Yeah.
Because that's my kingdom again.
That's my kingdom, yes. Which is what the Mr. Potter Award needs.
Yes, that's what it's about.
Here's the sad part. I didn't have to dig too hard to get stuff on this guy. Some people, I have to do a little digging, right?
Right.
Which I love doing.
Uh-huh.
But this guy, it was like all right out in the open. I'm like, holy crap, this guy's just... It's amazing.
Look at his past. He keeps doing stupid things over and
over.
He
should run for president.
And join like the Kanye. Rest of them. What, care?
Like Kanye.
Like Kanye. Let's get Kanye for president. Yeah. Better than any other Republican out there.
He said he would in like 2020.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Oh, Lord help us.
But... I'm not done.
Seriously.
Worst of all, he was and continues to be a staunch defender of Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
Of course.
Do you guys remember that?
Fill her in.
So, earlier this summer, Actually, was it the summer? Spring. It was spring. There was all these religious freedom restoration acts going around, which would allow businesses to not do things for same-sex marriages, right?
Oh, allow them to discriminate.
Yeah. And this is specifically related to that pizza joint. I don't remember. Memories Pizza, right?
Okay.
Some reporter went in and asked this pizza company, would you do a same-sex marriage? Uh-huh. Just out of nowhere, right?
Wait, to just serve them pizza?
Yeah, to cater a same-sex marriage.
Yeah, catering. He left that part out.
Yeah, right. And they said, no, we wouldn't do one. And then everything blew up on him, right?
Right.
Obviously.
Now, one, I don't agree with the way the reporter did it, because it was out of nowhere. He just walked into a pizza place and said, hey, would you cater a same-sex marriage? And they were like, no. And then it went viral, and all these things happened, and it was just a horrible situation all around. Right? Uh-huh.
Did they even know that they were going to be questioned, or was it just randomly?
It was just kind of, he walked in with like a recording pad or something, right? And he obviously identified himself as a reporter and things like that. But still, it was an ambush style, which I disagree with.
Yeah, right.
That's not right. Secondly, what gay marriage is going to have pizza?
Yeah, that's kind of what weird. I'm thinking. Who but caters that's pizza point. For your wedding? But in all,
okay,
you know,
this is Indiana. Own. This is Indiana.
Well, everyone's own.
All right, whatever. But
you were saying.
Oh yeah, I was saying. So that's what the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and he's still, even though he's resigned, he's still in favor of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which the Indiana Senate had to fix. Like a week after they passed it, they had to go back and fix it and because they got so much backlash on it.
Well, duh.
He's mad about the fix, for one.
Well, I was going to say, he doesn't like that they took it away.
Yeah. And that's really why that he got the Potter Award.
Right, because it's the same concept. I want to do what I want to do, and I don't give a crap what you think.
Right.
Because that's Mr. Potter.
That's Mr. Potter Award.
Yeah. It's just another idiot, jerk, you name it.
Selfish.
Selfish person.
I like that word.
Yeah, you she keep says using that word. A lot.
I don't know, I think it means what you think it means.
See? But yeah, it's just so ridiculous that we have so many worthy Potter winners.
Well, the fact that I can find one every single week.
I know. You without, never falter.
You without probably a, find many, actually.
Actually, I usually have two or three nominees.
Yeah, you usually narrow them down.
Yeah.
And sure you don't do...
Speaking of that, if you have...
She was talking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go.
Are you sure you're not going to put top three nominees?
I was just about to talk about that.
Oh, that's not fair. Go.
No. So if you want to nominate your favorite politician for a Potter Award, you can contact us on our Facebook page.
I love that.
I would love to have people nominate.
People's input.
Right. If you have one, because I don't see all the news as much as I would love to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there could be people out there who have a great idea for a worthy Potter, and you could really dig some research, check them out, and you, meaning Robert.
Yeah, well.
Not the people. They just give a name. You do the work.
You give me a name and something they've done that's Potter worthy.
Right.
And I'll do the digging and see if they've done something else.
Exactly.
And you could get your name on air.
Ooh, won't we be excited for that?
I know. I love when my name's on air.
Please.
Aren't you selfish?
Again, you keep using that word. Do I think it means what you think it means? It's called narcissistic child.
Yes, yes. He's getting a bigger and bigger balloon head.
I think the reason why I say selfish or self-absorbed all the time is because most of the time, religious people are self-absorbed. That's most of the people I know who are religious are really, really self-absorbed.
And I think we'll end on that note.
I suppose.
That's all the yakking we have for you tonight. Join us again next week as we resume the assault against your eardrums. If you can't seem to get enough of us, check out our Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. If you like what you hear, drop by our Patreon page and help support the show. Then head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and leave us that coveted 5-star review. And remember, the government of the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion.